The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Friday of the fourth week of Lent. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. The Jewish Feast of Tabernacles, called Sukkot in Hebrew, is one of the three yearly pilgrimage feasts of the Israelites. The others are the Passover and Shavuot, which in Greek is called Pentecost. Sukkot commemorated the exodus from Egypt and was also a harvest festival giving thanks for the fruitfulness of the land. All Jews who were capable of it were expected to make a pilgrimage to Jerusalem for the feast. And the Jewish people still commemorate this feast day today. The Gospel from John chapter 7 tells us that Jesus traveled to Jerusalem for the feast day. We read, "When his brothers had gone up to the feast, he himself also went up, not openly, but as it were in secret. Some of the inhabitants of Jerusalem said, 'Is he not the one they're trying to kill? And look, he is speaking openly, and they say nothing to him. Could the authorities have realized that he is the Christ? But we know where he is from. When the Christ comes, no one will know where he is from.' So Jesus cried out in the temple area as he was teaching and said, 'You know me, and also know where I am from? Yet I did not come on my own, but the one who sent me, whom you do not know, is true. I know him, because I am from him, and he sent me.' So they tried to arrest him, but no one laid a hand on him, because his hour had not yet come." This phrase, "his hour," or "my hour," occurs elsewhere in the Gospel. The first time is in John chapter 2. During the wedding feast of Cana, they've run out of wine, and Mary has come to Jesus with news, implicitly asking him to intervene. He seems to balk at first, saying, "My hour has not yet come." What is this hour? Well, it refers to the moment of his passion, death, and resurrection. At Cana, Jesus seems to be telling his mother that if he performs this miracle, he will reveal himself, and the clock will start ticking on the countdown to Calvary. In today's Gospel, St. John mentions Jesus' hour once again, but in a different context. Here, despite the attempts of Jesus' enemy to arrest him, they're unable to do so because his hour has not yet come. This gives us the sense that Jesus is in complete control of his mission and of its unfolding in time. He's not simply swept up by events beyond his control. No. He ultimately is in charge, and his sacrifice for our salvation will take place when God wills, as God wills, and because God wills. In 2 days, we will begin Passiontide, the final 2 weeks before Easter, during which the sacred liturgy leads us to a more intense experience of the Lord's hour. I encourage you to plan in advance so that you'll be able to participate in the liturgies of Holy Week and of the Sacred Triduum of Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and of course, Easter Sunday. God bless you.